By one far-off autumn evening, beheld I the long-dreamed-of water maiden, Undine. At last beheld I that sleeping water shadow, Undine. Half-hidden under the great water lies she, and ever smiles forth and faintly calls. One day, yet spake she clear and ripplingly, I heard and understood. Give me roses, give me more roses yet. Give me more roses, that I may twine them in my loose hair. Faintly golden is this hair of mine, as the great moonlit waters. So hearing, break I some wild rose branches, and cast them on the waters. Ah, thou, what givest thou me for these roses of mine? Nothing shall I give thee, even nothing, rippled she back. Again, wandered I by the northern fjord, and half spied again Undine. Give me some fruit, some fresh, sweet, wild fruit, rippled forth her voice from out the great depths. Then again, rippled she, give me some wild fruit, for tonight do I ordain the feast, a splendid feast. All drowned men, forgotten in the great water's depths, come forth again this night. All water women, all those who cling and drag the dying ever downwards, come with them also. Happy are they indeed, these guests of mine. Their heart is full and hollow like a seashell, hollow but full of the sea. Long ago have they forgotten the pain of human love. Then plucked I the bright red berries that reddened the mountainside, and cast I these bright berries upon the waters. Then I called forth to Undine, whose faint, clear, laughing voice I heard. Shalt thou then forever give me nothing? Once again came the pitiless, far-off answer. Nothing shall I give ever, nothing. And the water faintly rippled. Nothing.